Thank you, children. You enjoyed the story a lot. Shall we learn some new words now?
Glossary. Whacked.
Moved rapidly from side to side.
Licked.
Passed the tongue over.
Affectionately.
Lovingly.
Touched.
Moved emotionally.
Yell.
Scream.
Disturb.
Trouble.
Wet.
Watery.
Disgraceful.
Shameful.
Rugs.
Thick woolen blankets.
Disappointed.
Felt unhappy.
Supper.
Night meal.
Howling.
Crying or screaming of an animal.
Scratching.
Rubbing with nails or claws.
Disease.
Illness.
Veterinary hospital.
Hospital where animals are treated.
Serve.
Work for. Help.
Enough.
As much as is necessary.
Bowl.
A container with an open top.
Waste stuff.
Waste material.
Whispering.
Making a soft, low noise.
Reluctantly.
Unwillingly. Children, now let us answer some questions.
Where does John's family live?
What happened one morning?
Why did the parents say no to the puppy?
What did the puppy do the first night? Why?
Why should one take puppies to the veterinary hospital?
What was served to the family members on John's birthday?
Why was John in tearful eyes on his birthday?
How did the dog save the family?
Do you want to have a pet too? Why?
Children, now let us read and enjoy another small story, A Man and an Animal. Once, there was a man who had an elephant. He was a cruel man. He made the elephant work very hard, but he gave the animal very little food. The animal was angry with the man. One day, the large animal stepped on the man and killed him. The man's wife cried bitterly. With tears flowing down her cheeks, she brought her children to the elephant. "Look at these children, you vicious animal," she said to the elephant. "Who will look after them now? They have nothing to eat." She threw the children at the elephant's feet and cried, "You killed their father. Now you kill them too." The elephant looked at the children. There were tears in his eyes. He put his trunk around the eldest boy and raised him slowly onto his back. From that day, he looked upon the boy as his master and worked for him.
Now answer the questions. Why did the elephant kill the man?
What did the man's wife say to the elephant?
There were tears in the elephant's eyes. Why did the elephant feel so bad?
How did the elephant look upon the eldest boy?
How should we treat the animals?
Children, now let us listen and enjoy another small story, The Lost Sheep.
Once there lived a shepherd in a village. He was a kind and good man. He had 100 sheep. One day, he took the sheep to the riverside. There was a lot of grass for the sheep. In the evening, the shepherd took them back home. He counted the sheep. There were only 99. One sheep was lost. The shepherd was sad. He went out looking for the lost sheep. He walked all the way back to the river. At last, late in the night, he found the sheep in a bush. The bush was full of thorns. He got the sheep out and carried it home. He was happy. He showed the sheep to his friends. All of them were happy too.
Children, now let's answer some questions. How many sheep did the shepherd have?
Where did he take his sheep?
When he counted the sheep in the evening, how many were there?
Where did he find the lost sheep?
Why did the shepherd feel happy at the end?